The Morning Farm News is being sponsored by Steve's Meat Market of Ellendale. Best quality award-winning meats, along with Mike's Repair in Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop. Again, let's Kent Tesia from Lake Crystal, also Vice President of Minstar Bank, joins us now. Kent, I got your Focus on Ag column on the Payment Protection Program Round 2. And it was kind of iffy whether farmers could benefit on Payment Protection Program Round 1. But from what I'm understanding, this is going to be a much better program for a lot of farmers. What's going on?
Well, it is. It's kind of, as with a lot of government programs, you know, the devil's in the details, and the details are still rolling out, learning more about it every day. There's really two parts to this latest round of PPP loans. The first part is they reopened round one applications for farmers and other businesses that may not have qualified the first time for one reason or another, or didn't qualify for the maximum amount. And this especially hits farmers because in the first round of PPP loan applications, it was, if you were a sole proprietor, self-employed or sole proprietor, it was totally based on your Schedule F, your farm part of your tax return. And if you had a negative profit margin for 2019, you didn't qualify. And of course, 2019 for many farmers with the poor crop year and then lower prices was not a great year, and many farmers did show a negative profit number and couldn't qualify. So for those farmers, what they've done is they now are allowing them to go back and apply based on the gross income, which is line 9 of the Schedule F, and up to a maximum of $100,000, and basically you can take 2.5 months, you divide that number by 12 and multiply it by 2.5. So basically farmers potentially that didn't qualify before could be eligible for up to $20,833, and it's a fairly simple application. Now they still have to qualify if they want that loan forgiven and meet all that, but that's in most cases for farmers a pretty easy process to do. Where it gets a little gray is if they applied the first time and applied for less than that maximum amount, which a lot of farmers did. Now, our understanding at this point is that if they applied the first time and it was less than an amount, if the loan's already been forgiven, which a lot of farmers did at the end of the year to kind of clear everything up for taxes and everything else, then they are not eligible to apply for another round one application. They could still apply for round two if they qualify. However, if the loan was submitted but has not yet been forgiven, and they'll want to check with their bank or ag lender where they're at with that, if the loan is not forgiven, they could withdraw the first application, resubmit it up to the maximum using the gross. So a little confusing there. But either way, the good news is for those that couldn't apply the first time or didn't apply, maybe there's some that didn't apply that were eligible, they do get another shot at that round one.
And so if I'm catching this right, then the maximum under round one and round two was at, what did you say, $20,833?
Right. And that's correct. So then if you go to round two, now everybody's eligible. If you applied the first time or in this new round, you couldn't apply for round two. And again, for sole proprietorships, they again go back to that Schedule F of your 2019 return up to a maximum of $100,000 on your gross income. The caveat on round two, though, gets a little trickier. You have to be able to document a 25% or more loss for 2020 compared to 2019 quarter to quarter, not for the whole year. So, for example, let's say when, you know, when COVID first hit for a lot of hog, dairy, livestock producers, of course, their income dropped way down in that April to June period. They could take their 2020 revenues in that period, compare it to 2019, and if they had a 25% drop, they would qualify. For a grain farmer, depending on, you know, based on their records, if they if their grain sales in a given quarter, either first, second, or third quarter, and they compare it to 2019, if 20 was lower, they could qualify as well. Now, I would guess not too many farmers will use the fourth quarter because, of course, that's when grain prices came up and we had better yields this year, that type of thing. But it's possible. If you have data for the fourth quarter, you could use the fourth quarter too. But you don't have to do it for the whole year. It's just for one quarter. So, again, you know, and some farmers may not qualify because of that extra part of the process. Now, right now, lenders initially are just dealing with the remaining round one applications for those that might be eligible, and the round two applications have not yet begun. But if you go on the SBA website, just go SBA.gov, and you can click on and get all the information out there about the program as a whole. And I guess I put together a little sheet on my column about the ag applications of it. However, I'm just updating that because kind of clarifying that round one as far as if it's been forgiven or not forgiven.
It's a little more straightforward if you didn't even apply for round one. I was talking to my ag banker here in Faribault, and he said he had a lot of farmers, you take a smaller number and divide it by 12. It was such a small number that it didn't seem worth the hassle. So it's a little more straightforward for them just for applying for a round two now.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, anybody that was negative or for whatever reason didn't apply for round one, you know, $100,000 on the gross income on a farm is not a real big farm, so you can hit that number pretty easy. So, again, should help out some farmers with the money coming in for 21 with cash flows and kind of one more round of payments that we probably hadn't planned on.
Now, I'm assuming, though, that if you get this loan and it turns into being forgiven, that would be taxable income, right?
Well, it wasn't in 2020. Now, whether it will be in 21, I guess we'll have to wait and see. In 2020, it was deemed, because it was related to COVID, it wasn't. But I guess it's a little early to say whether it will or won't be counted that way.
But if you had to speculate, you might say, well, if it was not taxable in 20, it probably wouldn't be in 21, but you never know what could happen in Washington, D.C. and Congress, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, I think, and again, a lot of these things kind of get adjusted on the go. So, and we obviously, with some change in leadership in Washington, and when we get change in leadership, it isn't just at the White House, it's all the way down the line through all the departments. And so we can get some changes, and obviously Congress is going to have new leadership in most of the committees, or many of the committees, so there could be a lot of adjustments here as we go down the road, so it's kind of one of those stay tuned, I guess, on what happens.
But in the meantime, it's key that you're working with your ag lender. Now, I got the form from my ag lender, and here's what you need, and here's what you have to do. And then once we get this, here's what you're going to – we'll have it all spelled out for you, because apparently we've got to write some checks, and, you know, we have to make sure we do it right. Then ag lenders are up to speed on that, or will be shortly.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, Jerry. That's exactly what you got to do. Work with your lender if you – previously had a loan, work with them on eligibility either for round one or round two.
Ag analyst Kent TC. And the Morning Farm News was sponsored by Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop. Also, Steve's Meat Market of Ellendale, best quality award-winning meats.